You're listening to Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM.
Welcome to the BFM studio, Sam.
Thanks for having me, guys.
More of a welcome back, really.
Oh, you know, always a pleasure, never a chore.
Feels the same way. Feels the same way right here. Stop it.
Now, Sam, we're doing a very special month here of Cocktail Corner. We're focusing on wines in port.
Indeed we are. We're mixing things up a bit for the month for you guys.
Now, I've reflected on this choice of Cocktail Corner ingredients, and I must say, I'm looking forward to this.
Well, it's just good to mix things up a bit, I find. You know, we're so caught up a lot of the time, and we've got some great cocktails out there using spirits and everything else, but I think a lot of the time, you know, wine goes a little bit of a miss. It's becoming more and more popular worldwide, and I think let's just kind of shine some light on that, and for the next 4 weeks, we're going to kind of mix things up a bit and, you know, get everyone out of their comfort zone and trying some new ideas with some things that a lot of people actually just have already at home or can purchase extremely readily easily.
Now, what stuff do you look after?
I'm one of the wine guys at Hancock's, and we look after a huge amount of the wine portfolio.
How many wine guys are there at Hancock's?
Oh, there's actually one. I'm not him. I'm just I can't take that credit, I'll be honest. But I'm one of the wine guys that look after the port portfolio. Quite a few of the NZ brands as well.
John feels like he's just won some kind of racing match.
Look
holding
at
up the...
this. Do you know what? I love a good European bottle of something.
Slightly a little bit fucking Prosecco? Scared when I see like a chained on cork. I'm like, someone's
unleashed the fury.
Whoa, you did. You just did that.
That's all right.
It's a loaded gun.
Relax.
No, I will not.
Look out. Look, this. For the listeners out there, this bottle is kind of like chilled. It's got condensation all over the outside. It looks...
Would you like me to go get a katana to get the thing off? Just one swipe? Is that...
As much as I'd love to say yes.
How many listeners have katanas? Just be honest. Text in right now. Let me know. I bet you it'd be a creepy amount.
People, we could get technical. Get the old sabrage out.
You'd want to use the back of the katana for that kind
Someone's
of showmanship.
Ringing. Should we take a phone? The phone has just been ringing tonight. Hello, BFM.
You with BFM.
Good, man. Am I ready too loud?
Look. Just live life, man. No big deal.
Sweet. Not only do I have one of those swords, I've actually done it, and it's fucking working.
it's totally awesome, man. I feel you.
Then I tried it again 6 months later. Shouldn't have tried it again.
Feels like a New Year's
event.
The
whole bottle exploded in my hand.
Oh, no.
Oh, man. We've definitely got to change that. Gotta have it freezing cold, and you gotta hit it at the perfect angle.
I knew a lot of people would have them, but I didn't know it'd be this fast. I didn't know it would be this fast. That
was
quick.
A genuine one too. World War Two, me.
Would Chuck Norris trade me or something?
Talking about fucking all that sort of military shit. What, gun buyback? How about that?
Yeah, I mean, we're just having a cocktail corner right now. I don't really got too far into it. I just like the image of a sword more than anything. I don't even want one. You know what I mean? Thanks for that, bro.
Better than the Aussie one. We only got 20% of the semis back, so. Hopefully we're better than they are.
Okay. Thanks, bro. Thank you.
I think it was actually in favour.
I am looking forward to this cocktail.
Yeah.
Not talking about guns.
Should we talk about wine rather than... should we go down that path rather than heading down that... Should we just segue off for a second?
Or? Katana is so much more noble.
Than a semi-automatic. That's very true. Now, hey, let's get back to this cocktail. What is in store for us, Sam?
So today we're going to do a cocktail called the Ruby Sparkler. It's really super simple. I thought we'd start off the next 4 weeks with something super simple and ease everyone into it. We can get a bit technical down the track.
No, that's good. I like it simple.
But basically what it is, believe it or not, these two cocktail glasses that I have in front of me, guys, were actually freezing cold, but, Auckland traffic and everything, they warmed up a little bit.
That vicious beast that is time.
So what we're going to do is we're going to put about 30, between 30 and 40 mils, depending on how sweet you'd like it, of Ruby Port. Today we're using the Fonseca Bin 27 Port.
What?
Now to So to give you a little bit of a rundown on port, so everyone would have seen a Tawny Port potentially or a Ruby Port.
John is sniffing.
Smells good.
So there's two main differences. So the main difference between, on a Tawny Port, you're going to have a way more like of a butterscotch kind of note coming through, whereas a Ruby Port, you're going to have like raspberries and blackberries and those kind of berries. And the only difference how it's made really is one's oxidized in a barrel and one's just made in stainless steel. So
port's just like, it's a little more grunty. You know what I mean?
Well, it's like, you know, if you're not sure.
Paul's not fucking around. Do you know what I mean?
It's got better mouthfeel, I reckon.
Better mouthfeel.
I prefer it over wine. Ooh, to be honest,
big call.
That's going to come up later on in your life, I reckon.
Well, the cool thing about port as well, it really kind of eventuated from back in the day when they were trying to transport regular, you know, table wine to the UK from Portugal, and they realised it was just going off. So what did they do? They were like, all right, let's just pour some brandy in this barrel, fortify it, and it'll last the journey. What comes out from that is port.
Trigal, because it's a Portugal thing.
So how much is going into this coupe?
So what we're putting in about, say, 30 mils at the moment as well. So as you can see, guys, that's kind of got like quite a nice red tinge to it.
Okay, now you're mucking around with the chained in cork and everybody's, well, I'm on edge. I'm on edge now.
I've got this under control. So I thought it'd be quite cool, you know, so all of our listeners kind of know what we're doing is.
Nah, that's lovely. Look at that. Professional in the house. Had that totally under control. And can I just say, really nice Casio watch. Oh,
thank you.
It's lovely.
Thank you for the compliment, you know.
Hey.
I try.
I'm right here.
And so also what we've used is we've used two tulip glasses, or you can use a champagne saucer, or just a martini glass, or just a tumbler, whatever you really kind of vessel you'd like to do. But with the 30 mils of port that we've got in the glasses, we've got the Mernetto Prosecco. Prosecco's crazily popular worldwide at the moment. Okay. It's cheap, it's lighter, it's fruity.
It's got an orange label, everyone.
Yep, orange label, Mernetto.
Okay.
Available most places.
I feel like you're making kind of like a special rosé sort of thing.
No, I'm going to disagree with you on that one.
That's totally fine. I really have no clue what I'm talking about. So,
but what you got really is you've got a real light kind of style bubbles, Prosecco being that. You got an awesome little head from the bubbles on top being a freshly cracked bottle. And what I'm going to do is I've got some limes. Now, I know that they're horrendously expensive as we were just talking about before.
Hey, listeners, you're worth it.
Treat yourself.
We are worth it. BFM's worth it. Give us a bit of lime.
Oh, that's a bit.
And so now I'm just squeezing a little bit of lime into each of them just to kind of cut through that sweetness.
That's quite a bit, though. You're like squeezing a half a lime into.
But you've got to remember that, you know, you've got quite a little bit of booze, quite a little bit of sweetness coming from that port.
I'm into it.
And then as a garnish, we've just got a little bit of that lime wedge going on top. And if you really want to get technical, you can get the old lighter out and get a little bit of that infusion going. But, you know, voila. Gentlemen.
Wow.
Fantastic. What an elegant drink.
Enjoy.
Did it have a name?
This is called the Ruby Sparkler.
Oh, yes.
So I'm interested in your feedback, you know. You've learned a little bit of something about, you know, the history of port.
You're looking so confident. There is a lot of confidence in that smile.
Oh.
Which is going to lead to a positive experience with this drink.
It's going to be something different to what you've had, I think.
The lime makes it quite citrusy on the nose, like actually surprisingly citrusy.
It's outstanding improvement on champagne alone, I've got to say.
So not a fan of bubbles, I'm taking it?
No, but I can do this. Just gives it like something, there's a bit of berry going on, I'm into it.
It's really, really smooth, because you know sometimes with, I don't want to say like champagne, because that's, or you know, sparkling wine, generally there's quite a lot of bite with that, but this is...
kind of rounds off that, you know, what you're feeling in the back of the palate, really, isn't it?
Rather than sipping, I can gulp this.
And there's also other ways you can do it. You know, you can actually always put that over ice if you wanted to.
Right on.
However, I think, you know, if that glass was a little bit more chilled, then you'd have the full experience. But
what is it? What are the?
It's quite dry, actually, isn't it?
Yeah, it's dry. It's dry as anything.
Mm. Hasn't it come back for another dip?
I'm drinking in one sip.
Nothing wrong with that at all.
So occasion-wise, when would you recommend this?
That's kind of my, I think that's a happy hour, you know, that's a happy hour kind of cocktail. Yep. That's between, you know, you've just had
a whoops, skadoosh, and what's going on tonight?
Long day at work when you're kind of like, you know, actually I don't just want a glass of wine, I want something with a little bit more of a kick to it.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what the Ruby Sparkle is going to bring to you.
I really, 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 really like this. This is like kind of innovation and
fork
for me.
Three or four reallys.
Really, 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 really.
Three.
Whew.
Four.
So we've come into the wine segment. We've come in well. That's the main thing.
I think the port as well really kind of
makes it.
I think
red,
it's the port, you know? Rounding it out and giving it that extra colour. Obviously.
Ah, that's sort of what I was saying.
It's red, it's fizzy, it's got some lime in it, and it tastes great.
It caters to, you know, everyone as well, I think, as well. It's accessible, and again, you can make it at home with as easy as anything.
Somebody wants to call it Dorothy's Ruby Slippers.
Oh, I like that.
Port is a good time. Rainy, cold Sunday afternoon in front of the fire. Oh. Someone else said, I love you, with a kind of a word probably shouldn't say on radio. But bless up.
Thank you.
All right, ingredients once more. It's, how do I say this, Moinetto?
The orange one. Just say the orange one.
Now, so we've got the Mionetto Prosecco.
Mionetto Prosecco. I can
the real deal, the real Italian Prosecco.
I don't think you guys are leaning into it enough. Yeah,
Mionetto Prosecco. Which I can pick up at Glengarry and all good liquor stores.
Absolutely, all good liquor stores, Glengarry. And what we've used port here today is we've got the Fonseca Bin 27 Finest Reserve Ruby.
But in this instance,
I think the best instance for this recipe is going to use any ruby-style port.
Okay.
Wouldn't go along the lines of a tawny. You're going to have a...
Don't cheat yourself.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Okay.
It's
delicious.
It's a pinky out drink. All right.
It's gone straight to my head, to be honest. Straight to my head.
We should probably get out of here.
That's what I'd like to hear.
John's going to say something.
Cheers, Sam.
Thanks for having us, guys. Enjoy.
That was Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM.